Yeah, I mean, I think this is just the evolution of myself as someone in hockey who, you know, I played at the highest level that I could and want to continue to stay in the game. And I enjoy working with players, and I love being around people that are the best at what they do.
You know, hearing the news that the Leafs had hired Haley Wickenheiser yesterday got me thinking about Gary Carter. You're going to have to work with me on this one a little bit, but bear with me. You know by now that Wickenheiser has been hired as the Maple Leafs Assistant Director of Player Development. And, you know, of course, the cynics immediately accused the Leafs of tokenism. And worse, you know, Kyle Dubas. Hey, Kyle Dubas is in one of those situations where it doesn't matter how he explained why he was hiring Haley Wickenheiser. That, you know, it's one of those things where people have preconceived notions, and we're still not at the point, unfortunately, where people are willing to change their notions. Then, hear me out about this. I remember Gary Carter first started talking about wanting to manage in the major leagues. This is when he was still playing. It was towards the end of his playing career, but he was still playing. I remember him telling us, you know, I'd like to manage, but I'm really not all that interested in going down to the minors and working with kids and being a spring training instructor and having to manage in like some little town in the south and having to ride the buses and having to babysit other people. I mean, essentially what he was saying was that, yeah, he wanted to be a major league manager provided he could start off at the top, that he could start off managing a team, preferably a team like the Mets or the Yankees. Right? That was Gary, and that's fine. But, you know, this brings us around to Wickenheiser. Look, I don't know if Haley Wickenheiser is going to end up being the first female head coach in the NHL. I quite frankly doubt it. Just as I really don't know whether Becky Hammon will ever end up being an NBA head coach. But I think I know this about Wickenheiser. She's worn the mantle of being one of this country's most high-profile female athletes, and indeed one of its most high-profile athletes. An awful lot of ease. And she, you know, she hasn't been afraid to attach herself to good causes. You know, yeah, she's done some brand managing, but I mean, who hasn't? That's part of the deal when you're an athlete, and you're an athlete who's trying to sort of cross over from amateur to, you know, to making money. That's fine. Brand managing's normal, but you know, we know that Haley Wickenheiser's nobody's fool. This is a woman who's gone back to school. It's a woman who's stayed involved in hockey. She's been a spokesman, and I'll give her credit for this because I think this is less about Kyle Dubas and the Maple Leafs in a lot of ways than it is about Haley Wickenheiser. Again, I don't know where this is going to take Haley Wickenheiser, but you know what? Haley Wickenheiser has decided that she wants to get involved in hockey management or hockey scouting or player development. And she wants to do it on her own terms. And that's fine. She's in a position to do that. But it's not like she's starting right at the top. And this is why I have an awful lot of time for her and an awful lot of time for this announcement. I like the fact that she's willing to put in some of the spade work to get where she wants to go. You know, and that's why I think that you need to look at this hiring through a different lens. I don't think you can look at it as being something that's an example of tokenism. I don't know. I don't think Kyle Dubas works that way. I don't think MLSE works that way. I don't think the Leafs work that way. I like the way Haley Wickenheiser described it yesterday as being an evolution in her involvement in hockey. Haley Wickenheiser is a hockey person. Haley Wickenheiser has paid her dues. Haley Wickenheiser has done what you are supposed to do to put yourself in a position where you can further your career in hockey. And I just think we should support her. So I say good on the Leafs for hiring Haley Wickenheiser. Good on Kyle Dubas. Good on MLSE. And mostly good on Haley Wickenheiser. It's one thing to see your face plastered in a cereal box or on commercials or on TV. It's another thing to see your face out at a rink doing some of the spade work. I think the only thing Haley Wickenheiser deserves from us is our respect.